Well, well, well. Look who showed up. Where's who? I don't know who or what you're talking about, Apex Man. Whoever you're looking for is not here. But now that you're here, I do have a proposal for you. Want a drink? Oh, I thought not. The man who embodies outstanding qualities, both morally and ethically, can't even join me for a drink? How typical. What's that? What's the proposal? Oh, I thought you'd never ask. So here's what I'm thinking, love. As you know, I have a great deal of influence in the city. And money is really not a problem for me. But there's something that's bothering me. Well, how should I put this bluntly? It's you. You're my problem, Apex Man. Ever since you came into this city, you've been taking all the attention away from me. It's like I don't even exist. Do you know how it feels to have all this money and power and still feel like you're useless? You've made me worthless in my own fucking town. I'm sorry. Where are my manners? I want my city to love me again, to revere me, to obey me, and most importantly, to worship me again. Now, to my proposal. I want you to join me to make the city a better place, but I just need you to bow down to the great Madam Widow in front of the whole world. So everyone will know who the true leader is. Never. I thought that would be your answer. What's wrong, Apex Man? You didn't think I'd know about your weakness? Of course I do. The day I saw you save that couple, and how you ran into that burning car with such fear, oh, I knew something was wrong. That's when my team and I started our research and followed you with our drones everywhere and found out that yes, you, Apex Man, have a weakness. Fire. The most powerful man in the world is scared of fire. Oh, how pathetic. Don't worry, Apex Man. I won't tell anyone your secret. Take him away, boys. And make sure at least one of you has a match or a lighter. We wouldn't want him to escape. I'll see you soon, Apex Man. I'll see you real soon. Is he awake yet? No? Well, slap him around until he is. Oh. What the fuck was that? He's superhuman, you idiot. Let me wake him up. There we go. Look who's awake. Try all you might to escape, Apex Man. Your efforts will be in vain. With all these candles surrounding us, oh, there's not much you can do. This feels like a dream, doesn't it, Apex Man? You, chained up like an animal in front of me, God, it feels so romantic. Surrounded by all of these candles, a beautiful superhuman man chained up, and your lovely girlfriend over there in the corner tied up in a chair. Oh. Yes, I know. I know I told you I didn't know who you were looking for. But I needed you here. And so, I needed bait. And that bait was her. Sorry to break it to you, handsome, but she's not as innocent as you thought she was, if you know what I mean. Whoa, 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 no need to get angry. Would you like to know what they did here? I mean, it's not like you have a choice. First, we took her to an undisclosed location, kind of like the one we're in right now. And then my men, oh, they ravaged her. They made her feel like a real woman, and guess what? She loved it. I stood by and watched, and oh, it was the most orgasmic, filthiest thing my eyes could ever witness. She's not looking at you in shame. She's looking at you in pity. I just couldn't help but masturbate while watching Apex Man's most cherished treasure getting ruined in every way possible, and loving it. With every moan and tear running down her face, oh, it became more and more pleasurable for me, just like it was for her. Ask her. She'll tell you. She doesn't deserve you anyway, Apex Man. I do. I just had to show you. But now this raises a big, huge question. We all know you're so strong and muscular, but are you as equally muscular and big down there? I don't know. Let's find out. Boys, take his pants down. No wonder why they call you Apex Man. Oh, wow. Look at all that length. Oh, I can't even wrap my hands around it. Mm-hmm. Now that's what I call a monster. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun with this beast. Now, stay right there. I'm just gonna crawl on top of this table and suck that beautiful cock of yours off. I mean, if you don't mind. Are you ready, handsome? I'll take that as a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Come on, Apex Man. Shoot the cum deep inside my throat. I wanna swallow it. That was absolutely delicious. You're probably feeling so weak, aren't you? But oh, baby, we're not done yet. I still want to have a lot more fun with you. It's okay. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, I felt how big that cock was in my mouth, and now I'm curious about something. Let's see how it'll feel inside this tight, wet little pussy of mine. Come on. Let's see. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so big. Oh, it's going so deep. Oh, don't fight it, Apex Man. Just give in. Let the pleasure consume every nerve of your body. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, you're getting bigger and longer with every bounce I take. Oh, this pussy could be yours. Oh, you just have to accept your role as my new little toy. Oh, the way this monster of a dick is hitting my G-spot. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. And how does this pussy feel, Apex Man, huh? Oh, I bet it feels good, doesn't it? Yes. Yes, it does. Good boy. Oh, what's wrong? Can't speak when I have my hands around your pretty throat. You know what they say. Can't have pain without pleasure. Oh, shit. Oh, I love choking you. Oh, so much. Because I know you can handle it. And how are you liking the show, baby girl? Watching your fiancé getting taken by his nemesis, huh? I hope you know. I'm gonna ride him to oblivion. After today, the world will see you as my little bitch, Apex Man. Oh, and the thought of that makes me want to come so hard. Shh. Oh, let me conquer that pretty body of yours. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Yes. Oh, I can feel your balls getting tighter. Oh, come on, baby. Come inside me. Oh, fill me up with that superhuman sperm. Yes. Come on. Come inside me. Yes. You're about to explode, aren't you? I can feel it. Oh, you're twitching. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at the mess you made. Oh, so much cum. Well, that was fun. But I want to have even more fun. Why don't I blow out some of these candles? Hmm? There we go. How do you feel? A little stronger? I guess I got my answer, but not strong enough to free yourself completely. Boys, release him. Stand up, sweetheart. We're not done yet. I swallowed your cum, and you filled me up. But now, I want you to fuck my ass. No. Oh. Do you know what gun I'm holding, Apex Man? It's a TTI Pit Viper pistol. It has extended slide release with phantom grip, a built-in static fiber optic front sight, and single port compensator. It's quite the dessert. Knowing how weak you feel right now, I know you won't be able to put your super speed to good use to save your girlfriend over there. Pity, because if you just listened to me, I told you this would happen. Sorry, honey. Don't take this personally. What's that? You'll fuck me? Oh, good boy. I knew you'd come around. You see this, boys? This is how we listen. Now, let me get on all fours so I can stare at your pretty girlfriend's face while you fuck me. Okay, now I'm just gonna spread myself open. Oh, like this. I want you to fuck me like the monster I know is deep inside you. Use your super speed and your super strength. You know I can take it. I just want to know what you're capable of, Apex Man. I'm ready. Give Mommy what she wants. Oh, fuck. Yes. Look into your girlfriend's eyes while you fuck me. You see this, pretty girl? This is what ultimate power looks like. Having the most powerful man in the universe at my fingertips. Real soon, I'm gonna have him take over this planet with me. Yes. Come on, Apex Man. Fuck me harder. Pound me. Yes. Yes. Show me no mercy. I demand it. Oh, pull my hair if you want to. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Go all in. Oh, yes. Oh, I can fucking take it. Yes. Good boy. Just like that. Oh. Keep looking into her eyes, Apex Man. Yes. 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 Oh. Unleash all that rage into my tight little ass. I want to leave this place knowing I took the best of you. Oh, what happened, sweetheart? You can't watch your man fuck another woman? We'll get used to it, because this is the new normal. Oh, yes. Keep pounding into me, baby. Just like that. Yes. I want you to come inside my ass. Yes. Fill me up with your superhuman cum. What? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. You just flew us into the wall. Fuck, there's pieces of wall everywhere. What the fuck? You're still inside me. Oh, fuck. You must really love this ass, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, I'll take that as a yes. Oh, so this is how you want me, hmm? Oh, you wanna fuck me up against the wall like this? Well, do it then. Mm-hmm. I want Apex Man in all his glory. Oh, show me your full power. Oh, annihilate me if you can. Oh, yes, yes, come on, I can feel it. Oh, yes, good fucking boy. Oh, you did so great, Apex Man. Oh, honey. Do you want to see what your boyfriend did to me? Oh, take a look. Oh, look at all that cum leaking out of me. Now, you know what to do next, Apex Man. Go out there and let the outside world know that it has a new leader, and that leader is me. And if they don't submit, well, I think you know what to do with them. Are you just gonna stand there and stare at me? Chop chop. Go out there and do your fucking job. Good boy. Thank you for your attention. As you know, the world as we knew it has changed. The old systems have crumbled. And in their place, a new order has arisen. We stand at the dawn of a new era, one where strength is not measured by borders or wealth, but by unity and resolve. Our world is now a single nation, governed by a council of leaders, chosen not by birthright, but by their ability to serve. We have faced adversity, yes. We have lost much, it is true. But what we have gained is immeasurable. We have gained the opportunity to rebuild, to create a world where power is not hoarded by the few, but shared among the many. A world where the strong protect the weak, not prey upon them. But let us not mourn the past. Instead, let us embrace the future with open arms. For today, we lay the foundation for a new civilization, one that values wisdom and compassion over greed and destruction. Thank you, my good people. But our work has only just begun. We face challenges that will test our mettle and our spirit. There will be those who resist, who cling to the shadows of the old ways. I understand that change can be difficult to accept, but fear not, for we are not alone. Together, we shall face these challenges, united under one banner. We will face scarcity, we will face doubt, but we shall overcome. For we are no longer divided by race, religion, or creed. We are one people under me.